At Greer Lingle Middle School in Rogers yesterday, there was more hands-on learning inside a science lab full of blinking lights, moving objects, and surround sound. Leading the controlled whirlpool of activity was Nick Jones. Yesterday, he was guiding Tamara Dunn's sixth grade science class through the lab
to accomplish different goals that will get them to Planet X.
The 25 sixth graders were working in teams of two and three at several different stations inside the lab, all trying to accomplish tasks that would allow them to reach and colonize the fictional Planet X.
So we've got designing a rocket using a computer-aided design program, testing small-scale aerodynamics on rockets. We've also got ROVs on the surface of the planet to talk about exploring a planet before actually sending people out there, but then also colonizing the planet, building structures to withstand a completely new environment that we're not used to. And then other things that you might have to manage, like getting power to places, managing your energy, because, you know, space stations, you can't run a power cord up to them. And so, you know, you have to figure out how to gather solar energy and be very energy efficient.
During their 3 to 5 minute stages at each station, they were required to use some basic critical skills important to learning. Nick Jones says sixth grade is a pivotal time for establishing a relationship with science.
Kids are starting to kind of decide what they want to do, what seems feasible. And when you think about science, and this is one of the things that we ask them, you know, what did you think a scientist did? You know, everything you did was something that a scientist would do. And it was some, you know, all of you were very successful at what you just did. You know, how many of you feel like science is something you can do now? And I love seeing hands come up after I ask that question, because it makes them realize that it's something very approachable and that everybody has to start somewhere. And that it's something still really easy to do.
There was a small robot students had to teach how to move and distinguish colors. Another exercise separated team members and challenged them to communicate by phone to solve a problem.
You're going to talk on the phone with your partner, all right? She has gone down to the aft fuel soak, which is broken right now, and she's got to try and fix it, but she doesn't know how. You guys have the instructions on how to fix it up here, but you're not down there to do it. So you've got to read her these instructions and describe the pictures to her.
All of this educational cacophony is mobile, contained inside a rolling museum that's 40 feet long and weighs 16 tons. It's a moving science ambassador from the Museum of Discovery in Little Rock and formerly known as the Race for Planet X Mobile Science Museum. And Nick Jones is officially the Mobile Museum Outreach Coordinator. Nick says yes, the hardware packed into the museum is impressive.
It's even more to have all this tech and something that goes bouncing down 540 to get up here. It's a lot of work on the road, and it was a lot of work actually getting it made. We're sponsored by the Donald W. Reynolds Foundation, which, you know, if you've been just about anywhere in Arkansas these days, you've seen the name Donald W. Reynolds somewhere. But we get a little bit of that money, too, and so his grant helped build this truck. And, then it's just a lot of maintenance, and, you know, inside each exhibit has a computer, most of them, and different processors and things.
Over the course of a year, the Mobile Science Museum will travel all over Arkansas, and last year hosted about 5,000 Arkansas students. The stop at Greer Lingle Middle School in Rogers was for 2 days. Next week, Nick and his partner Brittany will be in Corning and Piggott in northeastern Arkansas. Wednesday afternoon, Tamara Dunn was escorting her science classes through the technological environment. As she helped some of her students figure out how to build structures in space, she admitted she was anxious to see how much of what was being learned inside the mobile lab would be retained.
This is the first time I've seen this museum, so I don't know, but I know that they are so actively engaged and excited, it's going to be hard to calm them down to get them back in the building.
Nick Jones says helping the sixth graders keep a grasp on the basic concepts after they are out of the whiz-bang habitat is a priority. So teachers are given a collection of items and possible classroom exercises to build upon the hour-long visit inside the mobile museum.
It's got laser pointers and thermometers, and it's got a USB with all the instructions on it and CDs and different things like that. We've started that recently, and that's really to hope that it, you know, they have a lot of fun on here and they pick up this information, and then those post-visit activities really make sure they stick.
Nick says the most difficult station allows middle school students to work with a laser beam.
You start with a single laser beam, and you have to get it to 4 different stations all at the same time. That's their ultimate goal. And so there are 2 beam splitters and then several other mirrors, and you have to rotate the mirrors and get them at the right angle so you're learning, you know, without actually getting the big heavy concepts, you're learning about angles of incident and, you know, light reflecting off of a surface. And then also with the beam splitters, you're just having to work out that problem solving of the beam splitter will split the beam in two, and you can control the angles of those two beams and then where it needs to go from there.
And just in case things ever get too predictable, Nick can, with the push of a button, set off a red alert or a jaw-dropping thunderstorm. He admits the thunderstorm doesn't really teach anything, but it adds to the experience.
It was just a little bit of fun to keep them on their toes, remind them that you can have fun while still doing some science.
Tamara Dunn says she welcomes the chance for her science students to become engaged in a hands-on surrounding because it might keep them interested in science and math longer and not have to catch up later like she had to.
And it wasn't until I was in college that I decided that it would be my goal to improve my science skills because I didn't do well in college chemistry. And so then I fell in love with it, and it's all I've taught, you know, so 23 years.
As for Nick Jones, the coordinator with the Mobile Museum, science and education have been passions for almost as long as he can remember. And he says being able to cross the state with a big truck that is loaded with gadgetry has led him full circle by allowing him to work with the Museum of Discovery.
And back when it was the Arkansas Museum of Science and History, my mom worked there. And so I'm basically carrying on that legacy. I knew I wanted to get into museum work. And right out of college, this was at a job opening, and I knew it would be fun. And it was a great way for me to get a foot in the door. And just a week ago, I was actually working on an exhibit that she started 30 years ago at the museum.
The race for Planet X Mobile Science Museum was at Greer-Lingle Middle School in Rogers for 2 days this week and will be in northeastern Arkansas next week. This is Ozarks at Large.